let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, On the Map today is a place to break routines and make memories, and that is Champaign-Urbana. When it comes to showing off the Champaign-Urbana area, you just can't help but notice its brilliance. Unexpected outdoor activities in the heart of the Midwest, perfect for exploration, all awaits you. Discovering a flavor from a cuisine you never tried, one of the many reasons Champaign-Urbana claims the title of Midwest Living's greatest Midwest food town. Now, you can find sculptures rising from the prairie, enhancing the sunrises and sunsets on their big sky. You can discover a new favorite band at their live music venues and outdoor concerts, and so much more. Terry Reifstack is the Vice President of Marketing and Community Engagement. Experience Champaign-Urbana. The website is experiencecu.org. And to tell us more, Terry joins us on the map. Hey, Terry, how are you?
I'm great, Dave. How are you?
I am great. There is so much to talk about. And I will tell you, when I went to your website, I was intrigued with a feature called 7 Self-Guided Tours to Explore. And I kind of wanted to start with that, because it really gives you a bird's eye view of all the things you can do there. And I want to talk first about the Art in CU Passport.
Yes, this is really exciting. So our community has over 200 pieces of public art throughout our public spaces, in our downtown districts, on campus, in our parks. And so we're often asked, you know, where's the listing of all these things and how can we see them all? So we put together a passport by district, so that you can go around the community and check off all those different pieces of public art, see the sculptures, see the murals, learn about the pieces. And, of course, we will reward you if you go and do the passport. For every 50 sculptures that you see, we give you a free T-shirt.
So that's cool.
It's a great way to get connected to our art and also just maybe explore some new spaces that you haven't been in before.
Very, very cool. I know one of these great places that you can see is the Spurlock Museum of World Cultures. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Spurlock is one of those places that I think a lot of people overlook. So it is a World Culture and Heritage Museum. It's on the University of Illinois campus. And I will say, like all of our museums, it is free admission. You will never pay anything to go into any of our museums. And Spurlock really focuses on talking about our shared heritage across the world. So, you know, these days it's really important for us to all remember why we're similar and the things that bring us together as humanity. And so they're often doing different exhibits and events that bring people together. They do a lot of live music, storytelling, and different types of activities to really get people in there and get engaged with the exhibits that they have. It's an absolute gem.
There's also the Champaign County History Museum, and it's neat when you go to a new city, or if you haven't been there before, or you have been there before. The Champaign County History Museum is there, and they've got a exhibit on county photography and photographers going back to 1851.
Yeah, this museum is fantastic. It is volunteer run, which is really great to see the passionate people in our community that are working hard on preserving the history. And it's actually in the oldest building in Champaign County, so it's very appropriate for the History Museum. It's actually a building that Abraham Lincoln had visited during his time here in our community. But yeah, the photography exhibit is one of the current ones that's up, and they're constantly changing their exhibits, showcasing different parts of our history, because there's so much there, whether it's the university campus or the railroad or just the individuals that have made impacts on our community.
You also have a planetarium there, and it is the second largest in the state of Illinois.
That's right. Out at Parkland College, our community college here in the area, the William M. Starkel Planetarium, it is the second largest in the state of Illinois, with, of course, the big one being there in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And we're really fortunate to have the opportunity to have this here in our community, because we have these big, wide-open skies here, right? And so if we can learn more about what we're looking at, it just makes the experience better. And these shows are put on live and oftentimes have a live narrator, so it makes it even more fun and exciting versus just, you know, kind of sitting back and watching a show. So it's definitely one of those destinations that every single school kid goes to at some point in their career, but then lots of adults love to go to it. They do lots of cool, like, Pink Floyd shows. They did some Taylor Swift shows this past year. So bringing in lots of different audiences.
Love that. Love that. And, you know, the great outdoors any time of year downstate is just beautiful. I mean, you've got nature centers and so much more. Let's talk about first with the Anita Purvis Nature Center.
Yeah, so this is in Crystal Lake Park, which is in Urbana, and this is a really great space for kids and really anybody who wants to get to know what this area used to be. So they talk about native plants and all the animals that used to be in part of this area, and they actually do have some live animals there so that you can get up close to owls and snakes and those sorts of things to get to know, you know, who lives in the prairie, where is it home to, and, you know, what are some of the plants that used to grow here. And so it's a great facility for people to go and connect. And right outside of the Nature Center, they have a natural playscape. So it's a great way for kids to remember that it's so easy to play outside, right? You don't need to have a fancy playground to climb on things and get your hands dirty and have fun. And so this natural playscape is a really great way to, you know, learn from what is going on in nature, but also be a part of it.
There's also something I saw called the Hardy's Reindeer Ranch. So as we're getting into fall and the winter and the holiday season, you know, there's a corn maze during the fall, but yeah. there's also you can go visit Santa as well, right?
Yes, and actually, I'm so glad you brought this up. Their corn maze just opened this past weekend, and so it's been open for a week now, and they do a really cool corn maze every single year. This year it's Mardi Gras themed, and they say it's their hardest one yet. I think they're all pretty difficult, but, you know, it's each their own, right? But it's a really cool, it's 10 acres. If you really want a challenge, you can go out there at night with a flashlight. Which is a whole different level of challenging. But then the rest of the year, they have their reindeer. They have over a dozen reindeer, and they have a couple of babies this year, which is really exciting. And it's a great experience to do right before the holidays, especially if you want to kind of get into the magic of the season. And these reindeer really love graham crackers, so you can give them a graham cracker, and they will come up and just give you a kiss. And
awesome.
They're the sweetest animals.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And we're going to talk about dining and lodging and cocktailing after the break. But there's one more thing that I wanted to mention before the news is that there's therapy for adults, too. So although we're talking about the great outdoors and museums and things to do, there's an axe bar in downtown Champaign if you really want to get out some aggression. There's a Salt Fork paintball. There's some skydiving. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, there's so many great recreational opportunities. We have this great bouldering space that's actually in the process of building on, so it's a great way to get some climbing in. And one of my favorite recreational opportunities too for adults is our escape room, Few Adventures in Time and Space. This is an international award-winning space, and it's unlike any escape room you've ever done. Really incredible and really creative.
Very, very cool. We're talking to Terry. She's the Vice President of Marketing and Community Engagement. Experience Champaign Urbana. The website is experiencecu.org. And again, we'll talk about some music, some festivals coming up, lodging, restaurants, and so much more after the news next.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we're talking to Terry Riefsteck. She's the Vice President of Marketing and Community Engagement Experience Champaign, Urbana, or Shambana. I think that's a thing, actually, too. ExperienceCU.org is the website. Let's talk a little bit about some of those fall events coming up. I know there's a lot of orchards, pumpkin patches, so many fun things to do.
Oh, my gosh. Where do I start? you're absolutely right. We have tons of fall activities. Picking apples is prime right now. Curtis Orchard and Pumpkin Patch opened in July and has said they're running a couple weeks ahead. So if your favorite apples are usually coming up around this time, now's the time to go out and get those. Their Pumpkin Patch will open here in the next couple weeks. And of course, it's an all the time stop with places and activities for kids to have fun while you're there and lots of great food. And then a little further south in Arthur, we have the great Pumpkin Patch, which is just another incredible fall activity. But in terms of events, I mean, it's nonstop the next couple months. This weekend, in fact, tonight and tomorrow, we have our big opening weekend at Crinert Center for the Performing Arts with dozens of free shows of live music. We have our big Pride Fest that's coming up September 21st, and it is the largest Pride parade outside of Chicago, which we're very proud of. And then a lot of music festivals and art festivals as well. Pretty much every weekend from now through the end of October, we have some major festivals going on.
Love hearing that. And I know, you know, farms, it's a lot of farmland down there. Farms large and small surround your urban community, providing fresh ingredients for local chefs to incorporate into their menus and for us to prepare at home. Champaign-Urbana is a culinary haven. There's so many great places.
It really is. And I think that's one of the things that surprises people. You know, when you talk about us being surrounded by agriculture, I always put the end at the end of the sentence, we're surrounded by corn. I put an exclamation point there because what that means is that we have access to all these local ingredients that get incorporated into our culinary scene. One of the top places that we have right now is Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery. Yeah. It is a farm itself, and they make goat milk, cheese and gelato, and it is absolutely incredible. They've won many international awards for their cheeses, and you'll find a lot of it in restaurants up around Chicago, but they have their own on-farm restaurants, Capre, as well as farm-to-table dinners a couple nights a week, and their chef is absolutely outstanding, and it's an experience that you have to have. You're right there on the farm, surrounded by all this agriculture, of course, all the goats that you get to intermix with, and then this incredible dinner. And, you know, that spirit is seen even in our restaurants in our downtown districts, right? We have all of these chefs that have the opportunity to buy these local ingredients at our farmers market every weekend and, you know, have these direct relationships with area farmers. So you're going to see a lot of seasonal menus here, and it really just gives us the opportunity to go to our favorite places time and time again.
I know there's great cheese curds at the Wheelhouse. Black Dog has excellent barbecue. I know there's really good stuff in here. But you've got a vineyards and a winery. That's Alto. There's some great wine bars like Analog and Ladro and Oteca, and then Riggs Beer Company. So you got this lovely outdoor space and food trucks and all this stuff. Talk about all that.
Oh my gosh. So I'll talk about Riggs for a second because they have such a great story. That's another great farm-to-table restaurant or brewery. They use 90% of the grain from their family farm in their beer. And so it really is a truly farm-to-stein, if you will, place to go. And it's in the cornfield, in fact. And so it's a great place for the whole family. They built a playground. They do lots of events. It's a great time to go. But we also have, you mentioned a lot of food trucks. They are found all over the community, especially on campus for those late nights for those students. But we get to experience them at our farmers markets and in our downtown districts. And in downtown Champaign alone, we have over 40 locally owned bars and restaurants, not a single chain among them, which is really exciting. And one of the things that we always talk about is our international culinary scene. University of Illinois has the second largest international population for a public university, and it really trickles down into the food that we have access to. We have so many Asian restaurants. We also created a passport program for that because we have over 70 in Champaign-Urbana alone. And so our access to flavors from all across the world, it's really incredible for a community of our size.
When you're mentioning farmers markets, too, I mean, there's really a farmers market every day of the week.
Essentially, yes. 5 out of 7 days of the week, we have a farmers market within the county. And our biggest one is the one in Urbana on Saturdays. Every Saturday from May until October, and what's so great about that is that you can go and get something different from those vendors every single week, and they change, and we have about 70 vendors, and so you can fill your whole grocery list by going to the farmer's market, and it does move indoors in the wintertime. It's a little bit smaller, but we still have a lot of people that are doing hydroponics and other types of farming, so it gives us opportunities to get those fresh ingredients all year long.
And now when you're coming down there to eat and drink and explore some of the culture, the museums, the music, there are so many options to stay in the area, from hotels, bed and breakfast, and some camping, too.
That's right. We have over 45 hotels in Champaign-Urbana, so there's plenty of room, except for maybe those really busy weekends, like Mom's Weekend and Dad's Weekend. But you can usually find a spot pretty easily. Tons of bed and breakfast. And I will mention that Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery does have their own farm stay now. So if you're really looking for something different, you can check that out. But camping is a big thing here, too, as well. And I will mention at Middle Fork River Forest Preserve, which is in the northeast corner of Champaign County, it's an international dark sky park. So you can camp out there and have a really incredible view of the night sky. It is the only international dark sky park in the state. So we're really proud to have that here. here.
ExperienceCU.org is the website to find out more. Terry, thank you so much for joining us. I'm actually coming down. I have family down in Monticello, but I'm coming down for a wedding week in October, and you just gave me plenty of things to do when I come down. I appreciate it, Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.